A nation that truly has no clue, they don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by going, you know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another installment of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez again. Thank you for joining me this week, because this week, it's an exciting week here at The Paranormal Patriot. Last week, we got into politics, and it was a great show. Lots and lots of feedback from all of my listeners. Thank you to everyone who responded to me via email and via text message and via messaging. Thank you so much. Hey, just a fun little fact here. I just realized last week that every time I responded to an email to all of my listeners, I don't even know how long back it's been, but it doesn't go through. There is something wrong with my mobile email. So if you have sent me an email and I haven't responded to you, it's because I thought I did. It doesn't tell me until I go into the sent file and look and say, that didn't go, that didn't deliver. Something's going on with my mobile email. I've got it. The only way I can respond to these emails right now is through my actual laptop computer. So that's what I'll be doing now. So don't get discouraged. It's not like I'm avoiding you. It was a technical error. But there were so many people that loved the show last week. And it seemed like everyone agreed with what I had to say, which is a great way to start the end of the paranormal month on the Paranormal Patriot. So what we're going to do, we're going to continue it, because there is a lot to talk about. And you know that we are going to talk about the Tuesday election results, because the Tuesday election results were a referendum on what the Democrats have done in these 10 months that they've been in complete power. And the American people said, hell no, they are not going to stand for it. So what do you think the Democrats would do? Do you think the Democrats would look in the mirror? Do you think they'd look in the mirror and go, okay, wait a minute, we have lost our base. We have lost America. Maybe we should tone it down a little bit. At least hide the fact that we're complete socialists. No. What they're going to do, they're going to double down. They're going to say, hey, if we're going to lose in 2022 big time, we're going full throttle into socialism. And that is what they are doing. So this show will revolve around that. It will talk about James Durham's, his investigation that started, I think I was 4 years old when that investigation started, but the Russian collusion investigation is now gaining steam, because another arrest has been made, and the chips are falling in on the Clintons. The Clinton Foundation, they have to be shaking in their boots, because all cards fall to them. Everything that happened revolves around them giving the okay, them knowing what is going on, them committing criminal acts. We will talk about this and much, much more on this episode of The Paranormal Patriot. You don't want to miss it, because there's new breaking news that nobody has ever heard yet. And I will break it for you here on The Paranormal Patriot. Sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez, and you are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back.
The stuff. of Nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sunshine is kissing my face. You know what they say, you need to have darkness in order to see the light. And love is a strange little creature. You chase her and miss her till one day you find her waiting there by your side. This is my time.
All righty. So I have to start the show with Virginia. Because Virginia was on center stage Tuesday night, and Virginia delivered. Now, for those of you who have been living under a rock, essentially how it goes is Terry McAuliffe was in charge. I mean, he was going to win this election without even a second look until Loudoun County became national news. Loudoun County, where the Loudoun County School Board hid, purposely suppressed a rape, a sodomizing rape in the girls' bathroom by a transgender student. They hushed it up. The father went to the school board and got bloodied by the police because the school board made him leave and he wouldn't leave. Because the school board were denying this ever happened. Why? Because that would interfere with their transgender policy that they were trying to institute. Well, it came out that this boy actually sodomized his daughter. So what did the Loudoun County School District, what did they do? They sent the child to another school where he did it again. He sexually assaulted another girl. That was the turning point, because Terry McAuliffe, he, in his infinite wisdom, and maybe this, you know, this is how the Democrats feel, and let's just call a spade here. The Democrats feel that they are untouchable right now, or they did, I should say, because Terry McAuliffe came up, and he came out on TV and said, you know what? Parents have no right to be involved in what we teach their children at school. And then the parents were looked at as quote-unquote domestic terrorists. And Terry McAuliffe, he didn't condone that. Or he didn't condemn that. He actually thought that was a pretty good idea. There's no reason parents should come to these school board meetings and cause insightful, violent protests. No, these parents are voicing their concerns from a school district that does not listen to them. A liberal school district. And then Terry McAuliffe says, we are not teaching critical race theory. It's not happening. In my opinion, what was one of the biggest turning points is in Virginia, he was interviewed. And the reporter simply asked him, can you define critical race theory? You need to hear Terry McAuliffe's response. Listen to how he responded to this reporter's question.
So how do you define it?
Anita, it is not taught here
in Virginia.
But how do you define it?
Doesn't matter. It's not taught here in Virginia, so I'm not going to spend my time
on what it is.
I'm not even spending my time because the school board and everyone else has come out and said it's not taught. It's racist. It's a dog whistle.
But if we don't have a definition, how can we say it's racist? I just want a definition from you.
It's not taught here in Virginia. We can ask about any topic. Here's what I've said all along, and it really bothers me. You know, it really bothers me. This whole idea of stirring parents up to create divisions. Our children are going through such challenges today because of COVID, and we're talking about something here today, wasting precious viewers' time.
You know what he is really upset with? You know what really bothers him? It's the fact that this reporter is actually asking him questions. This was supposed to be a softball interview, and she just wanted what his definition of critical race theory was. And he wouldn't, because he can't answer it. Because he says, well, we don't teach it. Well, how do you know if you can't define it? This is, in my opinion, one of the biggest things that hurt him in the election. And again, the fact that he said parents shouldn't be involved in their children's education. You do that. You tell the parents, the suburban mothers and fathers that they shouldn't be involved what the state is teaching their children, you are going to open up a can of worms. And that's exactly what Terry McAuliffe did. And Glenn Youngkin, he jumped on that opportunity. And Glenn Youngkin, as of, I believe it was even 3 weeks ago, was 26 points down. And he won going away. But it's not just Glenn Youngkin. Now, let me back up a little bit, because watching the news at night, MSNBC was going absolutely crazy. They couldn't believe what was happening in Virginia. The illustrious Joy Reid had her view on what was going on in Virginia. This is what she had to say.
They would have to be willing to say what you have said on your show. I think we've all said a version of it. You have to be willing to vocalize that these Republicans are dangerous, that this isn't a party that's just another political party that disagrees with us on tax policy, that at this point, they're dangerous. They're dangerous to our national security, because stoking that kind of soft white nationalism eventually leads to the hardcore stuff. It leads to the January 6th stuff, because if people are tolerant of it in your party, they're tolerant of the soft racism, it's a really short trip to get to the January 6th insurrectionist place.
Although, and we're not.
And that is what it boils down to. And this is what the Democrats don't get. For the most part, 99.9% of America is not racist. They are tired of being called racist. They are tired of being defined as racist. White males are tired of being labeled as white supremacists. Now let's look at Virginia real quick. We are being called conservatives. We're being called racist right now. Well, we just, in Virginia, the Republicans just voted in the first woman, first black woman, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Oh, and by the way, they also voted in a Latino American, Jason Mireles, as the Attorney General. 55% of the Hispanic vote in Virginia went to Glenn Youngkin. That is destroying the Democrat Party. They don't know where to go from here. They had the black. They had the Hispanic vote. The Hispanic vote is leaving them, because the Hispanics understand what the Democrats are starting to do. It's not all about race. But Joy Reid, in her infinite wisdom, decided to play the race card, even though Virginia happened to vote in the first woman lieutenant governor, who happens to be black, and a Latino attorney general. There goes their racism card. And this is huge for the conservative movement, because now they can't throw They can't throw out the race card every time. They will, but it doesn't hold any water. The Republicans are electing minorities left and right. Winsome Sears, Jason Morales, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Tim Scott. The list goes on and on. Clarence Thomas. These are minorities, and in the black and the Hispanic population are starting to realize the Democrats are not here for us. The Democrats are here for us once every 4 years. After that, we struggle. But Donald Trump proved that the minorities of this country, they can prosper if they're given a chance. And Donald Trump and the Republicans are the ones giving them a chance. But Joy Reid, Winsome Sears, immigrant from Jamaica, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, mother of two children, worked her way to where she is now. Winsome Sears took offense to Joy Reid's comment that these Republicans are dangerous. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you again the Joy Reid comment about the Republicans. And then we're going to hear, this is from Fox News, we're going to hear Winsome Sears' response. This woman, Winsome Sears, she is going to be a player on the political stage in the very, very near future. In my opinion, I don't care if Trump or Ron DeSantis runs in 2024. Whoever runs in 2024, this is your vice presidential candidate. Listen to this response.
You have to be willing to vocalize that these Republicans are dangerous, that this isn't a party that's just another political party that disagrees with us on tax policy, that at this point, they're dangerous. They're dangerous to our national security, because stoking that kind of soft white nationalism eventually leads to the hardcore stuff.
And now, the reaction from Winsome Sears.
I wish Joy Reid would invite me on her show. Let's see if she's woman enough to do that. I'd go in a heartbeat and we'd have a real discussion without Joy speaking about me behind my back, if you will. She talks about white supremacy. Does she know that I ran against a white supremacist? I mean, Joy, come on, get your facts straight and then come talk to me.
This is a sharp, sharp woman who needs to be the face of the conservative movement. She is going to be a strong lieutenant governor. And honestly, I think she's poised to be on the national stage. But to end this segment, let's listen to the illustrious Kamala Harris, who came out of hiding to stump for Terry McAuliffe. And she said these immortal words, and let's hope that they are true. Listen to what Kamala Harris had to say about the Virginia election.
Because you see, what happens in Virginia will in large part determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and on.
We can hope, Kamala, that you are right. We can only hope. Now, I'm going to end this segment with, I loathe Joy Reid, because Joy Reid is nothing but an instigator. She is a racist. All she does is play the race card. And now, because a black woman has been elected in Virginia as a lieutenant governor, she's going to play the race card again. But she's going to try and say, what choice did we have? Listen as we go to break to Joy Reid and try not to vomit.
Racist. And in this case, I just want to get your comment on this, because the two choices that voters had in Virginia were a black woman who shares my daughter's name and Jamaican heritage, and a black and an Afro-Latina who's part Lebanese. So you had the choice of two brown / black people, and you picked one of them. Do you get credit? Do you get special credits? Like, I had ice cream or cake as two options, but I want credit for lowering my calorie count because I picked ice cream. You had two choices and they were both black.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
A good teacher once taught to love others as you love yourself. But I'm just wondering, what about those who struggle to love themselves?
Like, hey, so I'm feeling pretty good today. And life taught me, don't trust that good Tuesday. And if it don't, then at least I know that love's the reason we are broken. But hey, man, I'm feeling pretty good today. Real life, not everyone got parents to love them. Not everyone got a shoulder to lean on when they're struggling. We ain't all got people to hug us, even get told enough.
Okay, before I begin the next segment, I would just like to send a huge, huge thank you to the Loudoun County School Board. Thank you, Loudoun County School Board, because without you, this, I don't think, would have ever have happened. You put parental rights, you put transgenderism, you put the socialist democratic movement to the forefront for the majority of Americans who are normally sitting in the back and they're just sitting on their hands. Well, it was you, Loudoun County School Board, that got them to stand up, get off their hands, and make their voice heard. And oh my Lord, not only did their voice get heard in Virginia, it got heard throughout the country. The New Jersey State Senate president, who has been in office, who's a Democrat, who has been in office more than two decades, lost to a Republican truck driver who spent less than $200 on his campaign. Yes, he won his election against incumbent Senate President Steve Sweeney. Edward Durer only spent $200 on his campaign. And you know what his slogan was? Blue collar with a strong conservative belief. I am for lower taxes and fiscal responsibility. That's it. In this day and age, that is all you have to do to beat a Democrat. That is why the Democrats are just, they're flopping around like fish out of water right now because they have no message. The racism message is on deaf ears. People are tired of it. Their socialism message, nobody wants to hear it. A truck driver who spent $200, and the reason he got into the race is because he was denied a concealed weapon permit. And the left was chastising him. Oh, you can't get a gun? You're only going to get into the race because you can't get a gun? You're damn right. My constitutional rights have been violated. I'm going to make a change. And Edward Durer, thank you. You were a regular citizen who was denied your constitutional rights, and you made a difference. We, as Republicans and as conservatives, can learn from you. If you don't like what is going on, it's up to you to make that change. Edward did it. Now let's continue the trend. Now let's change gears. We're going to change gears to John Durham. I think I call him James earlier in the show. I misspoke, but John Durham, he's been doing an investigation on Russian collusion since, I don't even know how long it's been. I might have been four when it started. I'm 50 now, so I don't know. But we have progress in this investigation. And this progress is big, big, big news because they have just arrested the second person brought up in this web of collusion. This time, Igor Danchenko. He was a researcher for the document. He was charged with five counts of making false statements to the FBI. Now, the indictment said that Danchenko stated falsely that he had never communicated with a particular U.S.-based individual who was a longtime participant in the Democratic Party politics and was then an executive at a U.S. public relations firm. This person, PR Executive One, is unknown at this time, but PR Executive One is high up. This person has direct contact with Hillary Clinton. It's essentially Hillary Clinton's number two. This person is going to get outed. And this person, when they get outed, is going to spill the beans about what happened. And this person is going to directly put Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation in the crosshairs. So let me begin by telling Igor Danchenko, nice knowing you. You're going to be Clinton's pretty soon. Guaranteed, because you have direct knowledge. This Steele dossier, which was proven to be false, that the FBI knew was false, but continued with the narrative, that the media knew was false, but continued with the narrative to just absolutely trash Trump, to try and change public perception of Trump. Everybody knew that this document was falsified, that there was nothing legitimate in this document. Hillary Clinton knew it. Igor Danchenko, he came and told Christopher Steele, none of this can be verified. This is just rumors. But Steele went ahead and said, this is the truth. They lied to the FISA court. They lied to the court system. Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, paid, the Democrat Party paid for this dossier to smear Donald Trump. James Comey knew that this document was falsified. So let's go back. James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, when she basically gave out state secrets. We all knew it happened. She was on an unsecure server, but he said, well, she didn't think that. She didn't intend to do it, so therefore it's fine. This is the same James Comey who received the Steele document, who knew, the FBI knew 100% that this document was 100% false, continued to investigate it on our dime. First off, it's on our dime. Secondly, it absolutely changed the outcome of the 2020 election. Now, we all know that the 2020 election was a little bit fraudulent, but there is no way they could have cheated as much as they did if the Steele dossier wasn't around. Because there are those hardcore liberals that hate Donald Trump so much. They believe he was involved with Russian prostitutes. They believe that he pissed in the bed that Obama once slept in. They believe this because the media said so, the FBI said so, Hillary Clinton said so. But ladies and gentlemen, it has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that this document was 100% fabrication. And now, John Durham, and I've been pretty hard on John Durham. I couldn't believe how long it took for him to do this investigation. Why are the indictments not coming? I'm backing off a little bit on that. Because John Durham, he's making it 100% sure that his case is solid. There are no holes in his case at all. PR Executive One, as it's named in the dossier, PR Executive One, I guarantee you, that person knows who PR Executive One is. That person is them. And they are shaking in their boots because John Durham is going to find out who PR, if he doesn't already know, he's going to find out who PR Executive One is. This PR Executive One is the right hand of Hillary Clinton. You can say all you want about Bill. Bill is just a good old boy who wants to get, you know what, Monica Lewinsky. He wants to get Monica Lewinsky. Hillary Clinton, she's evil. She will just do anything she has to gain power. This Steele dossier, this should be proof enough. This should be proof enough that the Democrats will do anything to win. Lie, cheat, steal, it doesn't matter. The Democrats, they don't care. They feel that they are above the law. John Durham, he's ready to bring the law down on them. And I swear, you know, it's a dream of mine to see Hillary in handcuffs. The world will be in perfect conjecture when Hillary is in handcuffs, because that's where she belongs. John Durham is not done. Keep an eye on what is going on, because the mainstream media will not tell you exactly what is going on. You have to do your own research. And when you do, you will be enlightened. All right, we've got one more break coming up. Stay with us, because the next segment is going to be breaking news after breaking news after breaking news that's sent to me by a listener of ours that is well-informed and on top of things, and it's things you need to know. So stay with me. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Sit back, relax, and open that mind.
When we were young, the higher places made us strong together. Every day, we told each other to be friends forever. Mistakes and troubles didn't bring us down.
Hey, this is Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. If you have a book, if you have an event, or even a podcast that you would like to advertise on this show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you have a book, if you have an event, if you have a podcast, there is no better place to advertise than The Paranormal Patriot. Thousands of people listen to this podcast every month, and I will promote your event, your book, your podcast, free of charge. All you have to do is send me a 30-second to 1-minute audio clip describing your event, describing your book, describing your podcast, and I will play it for the thousands of listeners every month on The Paranormal Patriot. Again, if you have a book, if you have a book, if you have an event, if you have a podcast, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. ghostseeker4@charter.net. I'm playing it for you, and it will be no charge to you. All you have to do is contact me. ghostseeker4@charter.net.
I used to worry about the shadows. I hated knowing there was something there that I couldn't see. I thought the monsters out my window. Yeah, they were waiting for me, they were waiting for me. But now my fears have started changing. Now I'm worried about all the things to come. Yeah, mostly I've been scared of failing. I feel the weight of the world is pushing down on me. Cause I could write every song.
All right, everybody who has listened to the show for any length of time knows how much I love listener involvement. I have a listener by the name of Kyle who constantly sends me information that I need to know. Well, he sent me a couple of clips, and I have to play these for you, because these have been proven to be legitimate clips. And this is all about the corruption that we are dealing with in America today. I'm going to play one, I'll talk about it, play another one, talk about it, and then there's one more that I want to play. So I want to play for you these clips from Kyle. Kyle, woohoo, nice job. Keep sending me the clips. You can contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net or contact me on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page. My buddy Roy, he has piqued my interest on TikTok. And I know, TikTok's a Chinese entity, I know. But if I want to grow this page, I mean, TikTok seems to be all the rage right now, right? Raise your hand if you have a TikTok account. I think everybody here might have raised their hand. But regardless, these are the breaking news segments brought to you by Kyle, the listener. One of my listeners of the Paranormal Patriot. Listen to these, and I will discuss them as they come.
This just in, breaking news. MidMichiganNow.com is reporting that Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office, or an official in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office, admitted in court to burning documents related to COVID-19 and COVID-19 restrictions. You can go to MidMichiganNow.com to read the story. This is just coming in, and there are calls now to investigate the governor's office for this. Much more, MidMichiganNow.com. This is just coming in. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office under investigation, or many are saying should be under investigation for this. We have much more on the website. I'm Dave Bondi. I'm a news anchor. I keep it real. I let you decide. It's not my job to tell you what to think.
First of all, it's very refreshing to hear a reporter say, hey, it's not my job to tell you what to think. You do it for yourself. But this is breaking news. Here in Michigan, we were inundated with Governor Whitmer's decrees, I guess you'd call them. Lockdowns, you can't do this, you can't do that. And then the Supreme Court said, no, you have overstepped your bounds. And then during the last part of this pandemic, if there even was one, she's been quiet. You haven't heard from her because it's an election cycle. She's now in an election cycle. The COVID restrictions, which most people hated, are gone. And she's not making any more decrees because she can't, but she doesn't want to rock the boat. But this news story that is breaking, Matthew Hartman. Now, Matthew Hartman was the Michigan Occupational Safety and Health Administration Inspector, which is MyOSHA. He was the head of MyOSHA. He fined the city of Port Huron $6,300 after July 21st, 2020 visit that followed a complaint. A complaint wasn't actually verified. It was just a complaint that alleged a violation of Governor Whitmer's 2020 COVID violations. Despite Hartman not witnessing anybody not wearing a mask, which would violate the COVID-19 rules, he claimed employees he interviewed saw violations. Never saw it, but said because these employees saw, and they claimed they saw that people were not wearing masks when they should, when Governor Whitmer said we shouldn't wear masks. They got fined $6,300. Well, that got thrown out. And now it appears that Governor Whitmer's administration, which claimed to be the most transparent administration that Michigan has ever seen, has burned all these documents pertaining to COVID-19 rules and regulations. This is just another nail in the coffin of a Democratic governor who thinks she was all powerful and the people stood up. See, here's the thing. If you don't think your voice matters, think about this. If you don't think your voice matters, why are they trying to silence it? You look at Facebook. You look at Twitter. You look at any social media source, YouTube. Anything that goes against the Democratic government narrative is silenced. It's gone. It's deleted from history. Why? Because it's a threat. It's an absolute, unequivocal threat. Your voice is stronger than you believe it is. Your voice is making social media change. It's going to silence you because it's threatened by you. What do you have to do? Scream louder. You have to scream louder. Look at what the parents in Virginia did. They screamed with their vote. The days of us sitting on our hands in the back of the room, not wanting to make waves, are done. The people of Virginia have started a tsunami of a red wave. It's up to us in the rest of America to take back this country. To take back the country, to bring back the fundamentals of the Constitution. We are not racist. We are not evil people because we do not want to get vaccinated. We are country-loving, freedom-loving people that want the government out of our way. That's all we want. Let us make our own lot in life. I don't want to pay for somebody else's lot in life when that person doesn't want to do the work. If you work in this country, you will get somewhere. There are so many examples. I'm one. Worked my ass off to get where I am. I'm not rich, but you know what? It's the American dream. We are blessed to have been born in this country. We have been given freedoms no other country, no other place on this planet has ever experienced. And half of us are willing to throw that away. Because TV and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the Democratic Party said, no, these people are working too hard and they're making too much money. That money is yours. It's not. They worked hard for that. I mentioned it on the last show. All these business owners, they put their life on the line. They put their life savings on the line to build that business. We don't deserve that. We haven't made that sacrifice. We are a capitalistic society. In the capitalistic society, it rewards those who work hard and do the right thing. Don't let the Democrats tell you that it's all about racism and white supremacy. People are tired of hearing that rhetoric. I'm not racist. Most of the people I know are not racist. But the Democrats are, especially if you're a white male, automatically you're looked at as a racist. You've had white privilege. You're a white supremacist. Because the Democrats, that's the only thing that they can go off of. That's the only thing that they know. We're going to divide this country by race. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what color you are. I care about your character. That's what I care about. If you're a good person, I don't care if you're rainbow colored. I will respect you. But the Democrats, they won't let us. They are just pounding into America's head that all white people are racist. Joy Reid, who is the biggest racist, one of the biggest racists on the planet, is just perpetuating the myth that everything that goes against Democrat views is racist. I'm tired of it. And you should be too. We're not racist. We just want what's best for our families. We don't want the government telling us what to do, when to do it. We just want what's best for our families. That's all. And if we work hard and do well, I don't want my paycheck going to pay for someone who doesn't want to work, who refuses to work because he gets paid by the government. That's not how it works. But the Democrats in the mainstream media keep pounding in our heads that if you don't feel that way, you're a racist. Racism is off the table now. I'm done with racism. I'm not racist. I'm tired of being looked at as a racist because I'm white. 99.9% of the white people on this planet are not racist. Especially in the United States of America. Racism, yes, it exists in some way, shape, or form. I get that. But it goes both ways. White people, especially now, are looked at as racists. We are looked down upon because we are white supremacists, because that's what CRT tells white kids. You have a first grader that's being told, you're white, you're an oppressor. This black kid sitting next to you is a victim. How do you think that white child is going to grow up thinking that they're an oppressor? They are not. Don't judge me by the actions of others during the course of history. I cannot change history. What I can do is change the future. And that is what we are doing. We have realized our mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. You cannot erase that. No matter how many statues, how many books you burn, how many statues you tear down, you cannot change what happened in this country. You can learn from it and you can change it. And that is what we are doing. Because I don't care what color you are, what race you are, what creed you are. If you work hard and apply yourself, you will be successful. Because this is the United States of America. There is no other place on the history of this planet where you have a better opportunity to make yourself something, to be something, to make your family successful than the United States of America in the year 2021 and beyond. Don't let the Democrats tell you that you are racist. Don't let them tell you that because you're a minority, you can't get ahead in this country. You can if you follow the principles of hard work, applying yourself, and doing what's right. You will make something of yourself. You will be successful. Trust me, there is a reason why thousands and tens of thousands and millions of people are attempting to get into this country every year. Because there is no greater place to make yourself successful than the United States of America. As much as the Democrats want to tell you that this place is horrible, that everybody here is racist, this is the greatest country, the greatest place to live ever in the history of this planet. And don't let anyone try and tell you differently. Okay, lastly, I want to play for you a clip sent to me from a listener, Kyle, again, from a congresswoman who just got the bill, this reconciliation bill from the Democrats for them to read. It is 2,000 pages front and back. You can hear her drop it on her desk. This is what the Democrats are doing right now. They realize they are screwed. They have jumped the shark. They have overplayed their hand, and now they're screwed. So they are trying beyond hope to pass this reconciliation bill to ensure that they stay in power. This congresswoman, she has something to say about that. Listen to this.
Hey, guys. Congresswoman Kat Kamak here. It is about 5 till noon on Thursday, and we have some news. The Nancy Pelosi Democrat caucus, they dropped at 3:15 yesterday after a total shellacking in the November 2nd elections, where Americans clearly sent a message to the Democrats across the country that they were not in favor of their radical left agenda. Nancy Pelosi has decided that she's going to move forward with the reconciliation bill. Let me show you what they sent us.
Listen
yesterday
to this hit the
at
table.
3 o'clock. This is over 2,000 pages. It's front and back. As you can see, we've already started digging into it, and there are some pretty egregious things in here that you guys need to know about. And they are so desperate after the massive loss that they took across the country. They are panicking. They think that this is their only little tiny window that they can force this garbage bill, the Build Back Better, which I call Build Back Broke agenda. They want to ram this down our throats. Let me tell you just a few things that are in this bill. Obviously, it has not been scored by the CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, so they really can't tell us how much it costs. We know that it's more than the $1.9 trillion that they're saying it's going to cost. Keep in mind, reconciliation, it's not the infrastructure package, but the two are tied together. So you have a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package and a $1.9 reconciliation package, and the two have to go together in order for the programs within them to exist. What does that mean? Well, much of what is in this bill, the reconciliation bill, is Green New Deal. $550 billion of Green New Deal initiatives are in this bill. Here's an example of one of the Green New Deal initiatives that will hit every single one of us every single day. If you are a meat eater, if you enjoy a hamburger, a hot dog, a steak, pork chop, anything, right? If you are a consumer of protein and not plant-based protein, but this is going to do something insane. Let me break this down. In this bill, they want to put a fee, and by they, I mean Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and Biden, AOC and the squad, they want a per head fee.
This is what we are up against right now. The Democrats know that America as a whole has refuted what they have been putting forth for the last 10 months. Resoundingly refuted. So they realize they are screwed in 2022 because they have no other message than everybody's racist, the cops are racist, Donald Trump. That is their message. And people around the country said, I'm done with it. This is all they've got, is this reconciliation bill, which ties in together with the infrastructure bill, which really isn't infrastructure. But what it does is it guarantees that any voter that wants to vote, whether you're illegal or not, you don't need an ID. You need an ID to buy alcohol. You need an ID to drive. You need an ID to go hunting. Why would you need an ID to vote for anyone in office? It's racist if you ask that. Well, ask anybody that has to give their ID when they buy alcohol. Is that racism? Most people would say no. But the Democrats and the media have perpetuated this claim that it's racist to ask somebody for their ID, to prove who you are when you're voting for one of the highest positions in this country. It's racist. No, nothing to see here. It's just racist. This is their last gasp attempt to retain power. Let's call it what it is. The Democrats know they are screwed. They are doing what they can to retain their power. And they are pushing forth a reconciliation bill that the majority, 75% of Americans, do not agree with. They don't want this bill. But this is what the Democrats do. They don't care what you think. All they care about is, how do we remain in power? How do we get more more power. This is all that matters to them. They could care less about you until election time. They have proven it beyond the shadow of a doubt during this election cycle. They are trying to railroad down the throats of America a reconciliation package that will cost us trillions and trillions of dollars that we will never be able to pay back. And all it is money laundering to line their own pockets. Look into it. Stop being a shill. Actually do some research. You will find the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I'm done yelling. My name is Tom Velasquez. I appreciate you listening this week, and I welcome you back next week for more politics, maybe some paranormal. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back with you next week. And in the meantime, sit back, relax, and open that mind.